This is Vatican Radio and I am Lydia O'Kane. Egyptian security forces moved in Wednesday to clear two camps of supporters of the country's ousted President Mohamed Morsi. There were unconfirmed reports by the Muslim Brotherhood that over 100 protesters were killed. However, the Egyptian Health Ministry said that 9 protesters were killed and over 80 were injured. Authorities say the Nada Square camp in western Cairo has now been cleared. A member of the Middle East team at Christian Solidarity Worldwide spoke to me about moving on from the current situation and the plight of Christians in the country. Looking at this situation, it begs the question, how can Egypt go forward?
Yeah, no, I think it's a good question. I think what needs to happen is I think there obviously needs to be some eventually unity and some sort of talks between the two sides. Obviously, you have the security forces and liberal activists in one group, and then you have the Muslim Brotherhood who feel aggrieved. But both sides actually feel aggrieved, depending on when you were speaking, whether it's before Morsi was deposed and whether now. So it's going to be really hard. I mean, on the Muslim Brotherhood side, you know, even talking about the camps, the message amongst many is, you know, we're prepared to die. We're not prepared to go until President Morsi is reinstated. However, there's a little chance of that happening, so it does seem very precarious in terms of going forward. So I think it's going to involve a lot of people kind of just compromising. I think it's going to involve the Western governments and the EU and the UN trying to facilitate some sort of discussions and maybe eventually have some sort of coalition government that maybe could even include people from all parties and groups, but It's very uncertain at the moment.
Looking at the situation for Christians in the country, I mean, even at the moment, there are reports of more churches being attacked. Mm. That situation looks very grave, and the situation where obviously things that have gone unreported.
Yes, exactly. And Christians have always had a very difficult time in Egypt. You know, they account for 12% of the population. So there's about 12 to 15 million of them. But they've always been subject to kind of sectarian violence and discrimination in everyday life. And since the President Morsi was deposed, many Islamists have blamed Christians and as being part of this conspiracy or collusion to get rid of the Muslim Brotherhood, which is not true at all. But what's happened since then is I think there's been about 6 Christians who've been killed, including a Coptic priest, and countless attacks on Christian homes and businesses, threats and incitement. So it's very worrying times for Christians. Even the Coptic Pope recently had to cancel his weekly sermons because he was worried about the security of his congregation when an Al-Qaeda flag was found in one of the churches after an attack. So it is indeed a very worrying time for Christians. And it was even before President Morsi was deposed. But I think it's even worse than that now.
Yes, it does seem. I mean, everyone remembers the Arab Spring and what happened in Egypt after Mubarak. Mm. And everyone seemed united with one goal. Mm. But it seems that the dream has turned sour for, amongst others, the Christian community.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think many in Egypt were hoping for something, you know, Egypt going forward and a new Egypt. And over a million came to protest when President Mubarak was then forced to leave, as it were. But yeah, very quickly, I think it's turned very sour, particularly for Christians. I mean, President Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood, unfortunately, came in without a plan. And I think what underpinned a lot of the recent kind of revolution and the popular coup, as I would call it, where 17 million people marched against it, against the Muslim Brotherhood and President Morsi, was the fact that the economy's in free fall, there are no jobs, people can't feed their children and their families, and there's been no kind of plan from the Muslim Brotherhood to get the economy glowing. Apart from that, you've also had the erosion of civil liberties and human rights, with the head of the judiciary being sacked and replaced by a Muslim Brotherhood sympathiser. You've had an overtly Islamic constitution being brought in, and which replaced the older one. You've had an increase in attacks on Christians, but also just on liberal activists and opposition figures. Some have been killed. You've seen crackdown on journalists, media, anyone who's kind of criticised the Muslim Brotherhood and the way they operate. So very quickly, just within a year, all that kind of goodwill, even amongst many Christians I met there, were hoping that, you know, President Morsi could just be a person that would represent all Egyptians. But very quickly, I think there was a very Islamic agenda which was shown, which resulted in, as I said, 17 million people taken to the streets, with a further 22 signing of a petition asking him to go. And the reason I mentioned a million people who would protest against Mubarak, just to put it in context at how unhappy people in Egypt were with the Muslim Brotherhood.
What about the church's response in Egypt with regard to a sense of trying to build a type of reconciliation, but also being a port of call for Christians in general?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think the church in Egypt is very important and kind of like a lifeline and for many Copts. I was talking to actually the head of the UK Coptic Church in Britain, and he was really stressing the need for unity and also just the need for not just Christians to be a separate group. They're not calling for any rights that are different. They're calling for their equal rights as Egyptians. And so, unity is being stressed, reconciliation and prayer, actually. That's one thing that whenever I speak to Copts, and they basically stress the need for prayer, and that's something that they're doing all over the country, in their churches, in their communities, and in their families.